good?
Everyone? We catch you when you're ready.
Well, Brendan, at the start of the season, people would have thought you had no chance of this game, but now that the Dockers are winless, and do you guys consider them gettable at the moment?
Oh, we go into every game thinking we're a chance to win if we can execute for four quarters, and this is no different.
Yeah. Did you get along on Sunday? What did you make of Freo?
I think they've changed some things in the way in which they move the ball. But we're under no illusions. They've still got some quality midfielders inside. We know Fife, we know Hill, quality players up forward, Ballantyne, and that they're speedy forwards in Walters. So we know that they're going to be it's going to be a task.
You must have been impressed with Plowman on the weekend.
Yeah, we were. I think he did a fairly good job on Stringer when he was matched up there, and even in our last quarter when we were pressing, he was one of the guys giving us great rebound out of defence. So we think we found a player there.
He came in for Jamison, and obviously a lot of Blues supporters would have been maybe not surprised, but he hasn't been dropped in a long time. Is his spot still gettable to come back in, or is Plowman going to keep him out?
Well, Plowman will play this week, there's no doubt about that, but Jamison, he's strong in character and he's working really hard, so it's just about what mix we go with. Do we go with a taller or a smaller mix? But what I can say is he's working extremely hard to improve his footy, and at his age, that's great.
Am I right he didn't play in the VFL on the weekend?
Yeah, that's right.
What was he? Just, was that just a rest sort of?
Oh, no, we usually hold a player out in case there's an injury in the warm-up, so that's the main reason, yeah.
And the skipper's pulled up fine for the game?
Yeah, no, he's... we know Murph's a tough in and under, and he's a real hard gut runner, so he's important to us, and he'll be fine.
I think it was Everett and Silvani also listed as test on the injury list. How are they progressing? Or?
Yeah, I think both of those will be up for selection, no doubt about that, yeah.
And Dale Thomas? Dale Thomas expected to be fit to play?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be fine.
The captain?
Sorry?
The captain? I know reports he was sick during half time and then he got a head knock. He's all right?
Yeah, I just mentioned
sorry,
that.
Sorry, yeah. I thought we were talking about Thomas.
Yeah.
What's your take on the grand final news from yesterday, Brendan? Obviously, no more replays. Golden Point will decide games. Do you like that?
I think the extra time. That's a good fit. It's hard to come back a week after that. You go to war on grand final day. So to get a result on that day, I think is best for everyone.
The changes you've detected in Fremantle, have they gone back to the way that they were, say, playing last year, or what are some of the changes you've noticed?
Oh, listen, I don't want to go into detail around Fremantle now. They're a really good pressing defensive side, and we know that. And that's what we're going to be ready for on our home deck. So, more importantly, I'll talk about what they are doing well, which is that they can still defend. And on the ground over there, which is the home deck, we're going to be up for the fight.
No wins yet, and averaging just 61 points a game. Are you sort of? Do you feel you're further off the pace than what you initially thought?
I think you feel off the pace if you're directionless and you don't know what areas you need to improve on. And our players are really clear individually and as a team on what we need to do to improve. And a lot of it's about our polish and execution. We're training it really hard every day. Day by day, our system is trying to be refined and individuals are trying to improve. So with that in mind, I think in time we'll get there.
Is it a worry though that you're only averaging 61?
A worry. Every game we want to score more than we do, but if you go into the space of worrying, that's not going to be productive. It's got to be about hard work, and that's what we're doing day by day, step by step.
Do you look to Jones or Jax, who kick goals on the weekend of the VFL?
Yeah, Jones has to be considered. We haven't had match committee yet, but he's kicking goals and he's another tall. So it's about the mix of how tall or small we go up forward. But yes, he's in conversation.
Is Levi in danger of being dropped?
Levi is an exceptional contested mark and he's giving us a great target up the ground and deep. In fact, he's as good as anyone in the competition in that area. He's working really hard on his goal kicking.
Can I bring you back to the grand final draw and the extra time now? Well, sorry, no replays. The push now, I guess, or the next step might be extra time during regular season. Do you have a view on that, whether the draw should remain or you play extra time during regular season?
I've been thinking about it more from a grand final context because that's what's been in the media of late. But I'm a bit of a traditionalist, and it's only my first thought off the cuff, leaving things as they are. Yeah.
That extra time, if you did play it in the regular season, would that sort of really disadvantage you potentially the next week, that extra 10 minutes of play?
Potentially, I suppose, because the workload increases. So It'd be about management of players, I would have thought, but I haven't given that a lot of thought until you've brought it up now.
How do you think the group is feeling just in general? I mean, all the players when they speak are so glowing of their appraisal of you and your teaching philosophy and your coaching philosophy. How do you think the group is tracking? You know, you're not winning games, but trying to rebuild this club.
I think they're tracking really well. We've got an environment where they're investing in their own development, both individually, looking on the areas they can improve and maintain their strengths, and as a group in terms of our system, they're trying really hard to play our way. We've changed significantly the way in which we've played. We've gone from a team defence approach, which takes time, but what I do like is their investment to try and improve it.
How important is getting a win then for their belief?
Now, I said belief's only an issue if you're directionless. It'll always add to it when you get a win. Adds a little bit more excitement, but I don't think there's a lack of belief at all because we've got clear direction.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Cheers.